Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Are there certain vitamins and supplements that that change in your body, things that you need as you age that you might not be getting, or should you be getting it all from food? What's the best way to get those essential nutrients into your body, and what are the ones that are the most important? Our guest today is fan favorite, one of our favorite guests here on Train Your Body, Dr. Felicia Stoller, registered dietitian and all-around expert on all things wellness. Welcome to the show, Dr. Stoller. So as we age, what are the essential nutrients that we need more than others, and what's the best way for us to get them?
All right, well, first, let me start off by saying I'm a huge advocate of getting your nutrients from your food first. First and foremost, food first. However, I do recognize that as we age, there are lots of changes that go on with our digestive tract, and sometimes, A, we don't absorb things, B, when I get some of the nutrients, we're not necessarily getting what we need from the foods that we eat or from the environment, like vitamin D. So we do need to take some decent supplements. I do think taking a good old simple multivitamin is a nice little security blanket. It's like that extra parachute if you're jumping out of a plane. I'm not saying it's the have-all be-all, and it should not. It does not replace making good food choices. But I do think something like that can fill in some of the gaps. But since I gave a little teaser about vitamin D, I would really like to talk about vitamin D and the importance of it. Because we wear sunblock, and a lot of us are concerned about not getting wrinkles and skin cancer, what has happened is that we are not making enough vitamin D. You know, it is the sunshine vitamin. It does react with hormones in our body, and it is necessary not just for bone health, but we are learning about correlations between vitamin D and so many diseases. There's so much research going on about vitamin D deficiency and things like MS, and I heard even Alzheimer's. So I think that, A, get your vitamin D levels checked when you go to the doctor, and checked annually. They should be checked annually to see how you are doing. When you live sort of north of, I forget, like the latitude and longitude lines of where you're supposed to be, because we don't have access to enough sunshine, enough hours in a day. And like, let's face it, a lot of us work indoors, so we're not really outside to be getting all that extra sunshine. Vitamin D is really important to supplement.
Okay, how much?
Well, I think, again, it depends on your level. Some people would say between 1,000 and 2,000 IVs a day is a good, safe amount. Some people would even say more. I err on the side of conservative and say 1,000 to 2,000 international units of vitamin D. And it's an itty-bitty, tiny little gel cap that you can take, and it goes down super easy.
Okay, so little gel caps is really a great way to get that vitamin D. The next one is?
Calcium. Getting calcium in your body is really important. We know about the importance of calcium for bone health. It's important for men and women. Men do get osteoporosis just like women do. There are lots of different types of medications, like people that take steroids for different health issues. Steroids can deplete, and I don't mean like the bodybuilding kind, although those do too, but you know, people sometimes because of asthma or other illnesses end up taking steroids, and that can deplete or calcium stores. So it is really important. Again, eating calcium-rich foods, having calcium-fortified foods. I drink calcium-fortified orange juice. I get it with calcium and vitamin D because, you know, I buy the Tropicana. I love it. It's like I want to get all that extra that I can besides getting it from dairy. But calcium is important for our bones as we age. It's important throughout our lives, but especially as we age.
So can we get calcium from chewing, you know, Tums? That's how people say they're getting their calcium.
You can get it from Tums. You can get it from, like, Viactive calcium chews. You can get it from broccoli. You can get it from chewing the little bones in certain types of fish. You can absolutely get calcium that way as well. Or you can take a supplement.
Okay. So now we've talked about vitamin D and calcium. What else?
Iron, which is very important, especially with women who are still menstruating. Men don't tend to have an iron deficiency, but women may, especially when they get a little bit older, when they start going through perimenopause, and once you get into menopause, you stop menstruating. But some women, up until the time their menstrual cycle stops, have some very heavy periods. So that is how we lose iron in our bodies from bleeding. The other thing, too, is people that have GI issues, gastrointestinal issues, where they may not realize that they're having some internal bleeding. Even though it may be slight, it can deplete their iron stores. Like somebody who has like a little bit of irritable bowel may find that they have lower iron stores. So again, eating foods that are rich in iron, but also consider having an iron supplement. A lot of times when people complain that they're really tired, sometimes it's because of iron.
I've heard that a lot too. And
yeah,
especially
and
as we're going
like
through,
right.
Like you said, with the heavy periods, and, you know, I know that I go through that because I'm in perimenopause, and so I know that I need extra iron. Are we talking 400, 800? What is extra iron?
Well, I think, again, the level is going to vary. You don't even have to have quite, that much. I'm not even sure off the top of my head what the dosage of iron comes as. I would say a small one. You know, there's a higher level of iron that's necessary when women are pregnant, but you don't need such high levels. Some people find that iron can constipate them. I think it might even be something small like 45 milligrams. I don't think it's a lot. I just think that small amounts of it can be very important.
Yeah, I guess with my number, I was thinking of folic acid right there, because
yeah.
I hope that you're going to talk about folic acid, Dr. Stoller, because even if we are not pregnant or planning on getting pregnant, I've heard that folic acid can help reduce our risk of breast cancer, especially if we're someone who drink, you know, if you drink wine. So tell us a little bit about folic acid.
Yeah, so folic acid, right? Which I have to say, the March of Dimes many years ago did really great work at getting folic acid fortified in the food supply because, you know, originally it was about neural tube defects. They found that in the first 8 weeks of pregnancy, that folic acid had the greatest impact on whether or not a fetus would develop. When they say neural tube defects, it has to do with the neural tube down to the spine, so from the brainstem down to the spine, it may not have closed up. Most women don't realize that they're pregnant in the first 8 weeks of life, you know, after inception. So therefore, when we were looking at folic acid supplementation just for kids, we found out, well, it's not just important for pregnant women or women that may become pregnant, it's also important for heart disease. So I think that is, again, you know, another important factor to consider is that we do use it in prevention and reduction of heart disease risk. As far as cancer, I wouldn't be surprised that that it probably helps out as well. It is necessary and utilized for DNA synthesis and repair. So that, again, is why I would see that it would be really imperative for overall, you know, DNA and body health, right? Because cancer is when our DNA starts replicating cancer cells inappropriately.
So in the last minute, Dr. Stoller, your best advice for supplements and versus food. We only have a minute left, but supplements and food and what we need, just kind of wrap it all up for us.
So really important, think about bone health first and not just, you know, bones, but those nutrients like, so looking at things like calcium, looking at vitamin D, we're just talking about folic acid and iron being really important for the things you can't see on the inside. Having those levels checked, monitoring, getting what you can from food, and when you need to, add in a supplement that doesn't irritate your stomach.
Well, that's certainly good advice to, you know, because we don't want to cause one problem if we're trying to cure something else. So that's great advice, supplements that we need as we age. You're listening to Radio MD, and if you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. And we were just awarded the Health News and Information Award, Best in Industry. So rock on, Radio MD. Keep listening. Thanks for listening, and stay well.